With SRN News, I'm John Scott. White House Deputy Communications Director Caitlin Dorr says Senate Democrats are threatening a government shutdown for no good reason.
With Chuck Schumer has shown yet again that they care more about scoring political points than actually providing meaningful, tangible quality of life improvements for the American people.
Dorr was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. In the Senate, Republicans will need support from at least 8 Democrats to get the funding bill to President Trump's desk. It's one of the biggest legislative tests so far of the Republican president's second term. Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Russia agrees in principle with the U.S. ceasefire proposal, but the terms need to be worked out. He emphasized it should pave the way to lasting peace. Putin noted that Ukrainian troops are encircled in their last foothold in Russia's Kursk region, and it's necessary to determine before a ceasefire whether they'll lay down weapons and surrender. Jack Teixeira, a former Massachusetts Air National Guard member who leaked highly classified documents about the war in Ukraine, pleaded guilty to military charges of obstructing justice at his court-martial. A plea agreement calls for dishonorable discharge and no confinement, but the judge remains undecided on that. Inflationary pressure shows signs of easing for now.
U.S. wholesale inflation decelerated last month. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, was unchanged from January. Compared to a year earlier, producer prices were up 3.2%. That's down from a year-over-year increase of 3.7% in January. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Dow dropping 369 points, the Nasdaq off 226. This is SRN News. A victory for parental rights in Pennsylvania.
A 3-judge panel of the Commonwealth Court has ruled that the Downingtown Area School District must allow parents full access to diversity, equity, and inclusion lesson plans being used on their children. School officials had rejected a request from one mother saying the DEI lessons were, quote, a trade secret. Conservative education activists say parents all across the nation need to find out what their children are being taught. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that Japan's refusal to legally recognize same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the Nagoya High Court in central Japan marks the 9th victory out of 10 rulings since LGBT groups first started filing lawsuits back in 2019. The decision also the 4th high court ruling in a row that found the current government policy unconstitutional after similar decisions in Tokyo, Fukuoka, and Sapporo. This is SRN News. SpaceX has a launch pad problem, delaying the mission to bring home 2 stuck astronauts.
SpaceX had been set to launch a crew to the International Space Station Wednesday evening from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, but
SpaceX LD on countdown 1. At this time, we are standing down from today to further address hydraulic release data.
The new crew needs to get to the station before Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams can head home. They've been stuck there since June after Boeing's Starliner encountered major breakdowns in transit. As for the 4 astronauts waiting to go,
we'll be ready where the equipment is.
The next launch attempt could come as early as Thursday.
Yeah, sorry about the unfortunate result today, but we'll get you back up here in the air soon.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The creator of the Famous Amos cookie empire has died. Wally Amos's children says he died Tuesday at his home in Honolulu. He was 88. He was also co-founder of Uncle Wally's Muffin Company. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.